We're on the show. What was Vake's comment?
Is this live?
Hey, is this live?
You have to check this time.
I think we're live. We're definitely live. What was the comment?
We're definitely live. Are we double voicing? Is Opti the best producer in the game?
Let me see. We're going to double voice for a little bit, boys and girls. You know,
is there an audio watermark?
We're waiting a lot of wasting a lot of precious time. Audio watermark? Oh, hey, Joe Byron. You know what? I don't even close anything anymore. I just like I don't even touch this computer. Let's see.
Vake's comment was on Fountain.
What was it?
He leaves like a little comment boost for us every like week or so. I posted it on the kindergarten Twitter.
I didn't see it. Let me check.
Let me see.
But we are live. No double, no audio watermark. Best producer in the game. All right, hold on. While you look for that, let me at least give people some reference of where we are in space and time. We are at block height 765, 300.
I can't look too much. I'm in some really shitty internet.
And 82. All right, I will figure this out. Moscow time, 5,842. Wow, the Bitcoin price, we are above 17. We're at 17.16. Are we going to bring back over under? Because your boys are rich again. Anyways, guys, wine is in somewhere in Peru, I suppose. And he feels a little sick, so we might actually be on time for the world's shortest BK. Hold on here, I'll get this on the show. Let's get this on the show for people. I'll get this Vake's comment so we can talk about it for a moment. And again, guys, we are on this 3-to-1 noise to signal ratio. So shout out to you guys still listen to the show.
This one's going to be noisy.
This one's going to be noisy. All right. So we got this comment, which says, Vake, every week this podcast wastes an hour of my time. Oh, my.
Read it out clearly for the people.
Okay. For the people in the back, Vake says, and he gave us a 4,950 sat comment. I think at the time that was a dollar. Wow, we're racking them in. At Vake goes, every week this podcast wastes an hour of my time. Yes, shouts out to you, Vake. I love you. Really appreciate the fact that you send the sats that you hang out, listen to us, bro. I love you, bro. Can't wait to see you and hang out with you and eat some Chinese food. It's gonna be lit.
Dude, it's a dollar now, but it's a Honda Civic in the future.
Hey, bars, bars, bars. So, as you guys can tell, we have two concurrent viewers right now on YouTube. Shouts out to you guys. Actually, maybe I'm one of them. Hold on, let me. It's just Any Rug. Oh, no, there's three. It's Any Rug and probably Diogenes.
I don't think that number is accurate because sometimes in the chat, there's like more people than it says viewing.
Okay. Well, so, as you guys can see by today's title, yes, Any Rug and Diogenes, my boys, let's go. I think today we might actually pull off the world's shortest BK, like for real this time. Before we started, I was kind of thinking I might rug pull on that one. He said Diogenes, no, it's just the two of us. Just the two of us. Well, over here, it's just the two of us as well. But yeah, Wine's on really shitty data right now. Barely can work Twitter spaces, but we won't rug pull you guys. We got to keep this little baby going, even though we did a very good job.
We got to give the people what they want.
Well, Wine, we did a very good job of isolating our loyal fans, our loyal friends out there. It's all your fault, Wine.
We need more friends.
We could use more friends.
There's not enough left bell curve Bitcoiners.
Well, we will be here. If you build it, they will come. We will be here when they need us. This is why we show up every single day. But Wine, you did do some polls. Was this for the show or is this just you being an engagement whore on Twitter?
Kind of both. I don't know why polls are like our best performing tweets.
They really are. All right.
That might be our thing. So I don't know. They're kind of fun to launch.
Okay. Well, we got some more. Obviously, the big news everyone was talking about, this first one. Does @Casa lose more business from existing customers leaving or gain business from new customers wanting to self-custody ETH? We got a statistically accurate 24 votes that said they will lose more business by 83%. 16% said they would gain from new customers. Obviously, they don't have that many customers, existing customers as is, because they needed to fix their business model. So I think I'm going to counter trade Bitcoin Twitter like always and say they will gain customers because they're obviously not making any money.
Yeah, but are people really self-custodying ETH, Opti?
I mean, they can't run their own nodes.
Yeah, and they're also self-custodying something with an unknown supply. Like, it's kind of funny. Dude,
they're all staking their shitcoin, their Fedcoin, for the next 24 years, so you know they're in good hands.
Yeah, why would you self-custody with Casa if you can stake?
When you can stake with Vitalik.
From a yield.
And CZ. Dude.
Yeah, honestly, Casa, go fuck yourself.
What was your tweet? What was your tweet that you did this morning?
I said, Casa, more like Kaka. Am I right?
It's such a bad joke.
Dude, but it's so good.
Yo, that's we got three people on here. Tweet. Yeah, we got Jerma. Oh, we got more. Oh, the people are flooding in. Shouts out to Germ. Anyrug and Diogenes say, bottom of the bear market confirmed. The bear market has rugged and people got sent back to pre-K.
Oh, shit. We got BAP on stage, Bitcoin Kindergarten OG.
Uh-oh. Is that his new avatar? Oh, yeah, and it is.
He does work for Casa.
Uh-oh.
So I don't know if he wants to speak or if he can on the matter.
Uh-oh. But Wine was just shitting on him, and now BAP is here. Look at you, Wine.
Everyone but BAP.
Come up.
Go fuck yourself.
Dang, toxic Wine. Wine's feeling sick today, and he's feeling spicy. Amazing.
Dude, I can't be bought.
Dude, you are a corporate Bitcoiner. I don't know what you're talking about.
Dude, I'm the world's poorest corporate Bitcoiner.
Yo, me too. Hashtag me too. I should have rethought this whole being a Bitcoiner at the bottom, at midway point of the bear market and going unironically all in on Bitcoin. You know,
dude, if you're going to be a corporate Bitcoiner, you might as well sell your soul and actually make money.
I know, bro. Dude, this whole, having principles.
You're a corporate Bitcoiner and not getting money. That's pretty sad.
I'm like, I'm eating like two dicks at the same time. What is going on?
Is being a corporate Bitcoiner a choice?
Dude, it's a lifestyle.
It's a lifestyle?
Yeah. It's a lifestyle.
Yeah, just have to know dodge the plebs, I guess.
I was going to say you know how to slob some plebs, but hey, dodge the plebs. Okay, that's a good one. Well, Wine.
What's in the news?
In the news. There's a lot of things in the news, but I don't know if I really want to talk about the news right now. We do have polls here, Wine.
Yeah, you do that. You do the news every day.
Honestly, I was kind of thinking if I wasn't going to rug pool, we were actually going to do a show. I've kind of been on this tip, and me and Nico have been on the same tip. I'm drinking, the side note, guys, shouts out to everyone out there in Bitcoin Twitter land. I am drinking this Bitcoin Quitter. Exactly. I'm drinking this really disgusting Smirnoff Ice, red, white, and merry holiday punch. My house literally has no water and nothing else to drink in here but this disgusting-ass premium malt beverage with natural flavors and certified colors. So you know I am poisoning myself right now for your entertainment. But
are you back in the frat house, I'm guessing?
I am back home. Yes, I am back home. The frat house.
Yeah, you guys would have only Smirnoff Ice.
This is for one of my roommates' girlfriends, quote unquote. He just broke up with her, but she's back.
Did you ever ice people? Did you ever do that with your friends?
Yes. I should. Oh my god. I'm gonna ice them. I'm gonna ice them both.
The best way to ice somebody is put it under their pillow.
Dude, I was gonna do that exact move. Jerma Sousy boys, let's go. What did you say?
You might not be there for it when they get iced.
It's all right. They still got to do it. How's this joke by Diogenes the Great? Do you know what the worst part of drinking Smirnoff Ice is? Telling your parents you're gay. Dude, I am literally just trying to survive. I ate some pizza. I needed to wash it down with something. All right, we don't even have fucking water in here. I'm tired of drinking the fucking tap water. Diogenes is our
fact checker.
Yes, I'm trying to avoid the fluoride, so I am drinking is Smirnoff Ice considered a Celsi? No, it's malt beverage. I'm drinking malt liquor right now. I never knew Smirnoff was malt liquor. Anyways, I've been kind of on this tip and wine. Maybe I'd like your thoughts on this. And it's you know, I know maybe we'll do a 21-minute show. This might still be the shortest BK. Kind of been on this tip, guys, of obviously you're drinking straight sugar. Jerma, oh, never mind. That's gay. All right, guys, I've been on this tip lately.
Opti, you didn't read my last article, but yeah, continue.
Dude, I definitely read your last article. I just got back home from my parents' house. I'm pretty sure I gained 5 pounds in 2 weeks. So I'm going to slim down. I've already lost 1 pound, wine. I think I just took a fat turn. The
Smirnoff Ice diet.
Dude, just pure liquid diet. I drink my bread.
We keep derailing you, though.
No, it's cool. This is an all-noise episode. We're good to go. But, all right, guys. On some for real shit right here. Obviously, I've been on this tip lately of, you know, everyone out there doing whatever they can to spread the Bitcoin signal in whatever way possible. It's all about just getting Bitcoin or people in the Bitcoin fold and essentially getting as many Bitcoiners as quickly as possible. And I mean true Bitcoiners, not just people that like, you know, dabble in it, but like committed fucking warriors, because it's becoming a very real, tangible feeling that all of us Bitcoiners, even if you're one of these quote-unquote Anons on Twitter, we're all going to get fucking wrecked by some government out there or a government agency. And it's upon us for our safety to try to orange pill as many people as possible so that when they come for us, we are protected by the crowd, and the normies out there will fight for us just like they fight for, you know, things that they believe in, whether it's, you know, their pronouns or whether it's their guns or whatever stupid shit people are, and not saying guns are stupid. I'm a huge 2A, fan, but I think it is upon us to not push Bitcoin on people, not try to push our beliefs on people, but get very creative in orange pilling people out there so that we can, for lack of better terms, brainwash them to our way and do our best to spread this propaganda out there as far as humanly possible. I know as Bitcoiners are very jaded on Twitter, and we like to, you know, use the Satoshi quote, "If you don't have time, I don't have time to convince you, bro." And while I agree, I really believe, like, if you're about this life, then you should be doing whatever you can to orange pill people. And I know it gets tiresome, and I'm not saying to take it upon yourself, but it's really trying to find ways to get creative in spreading this message, because I've said it in the past on this show a lot of times, and I don't know if you guys caught the Simply Bitcoin IRL with Eric Kayson. He basically said the same thing, and I said in the past on here a few times, like, we are the sacrificial lambs, guys. Like, we have put in all of our time, all of our capital into the Bitcoin network. We are the pioneers of this Bitcoin network. And, you know, we are the ones taking that huge risk. But we aren't that big in numbers, if you guys haven't realized. Like, our small echo chamber of Bitcoiners on Bitcoin Twitter on the one hand, isn't enough. There isn't enough numbers of us out there to create a real army. And then on the other hand, like Wine gracefully shilled his article, Bitcoiners, it's time to set an example. I don't know if you look around, but a lot of the people that call themselves Bitcoiners aren't really the people you'd want in your foxhole. There's a few people that I know personally that I would definitely want watching my back. But for the most part, a lot of people are LARPing as revolutionaries. They can barely run a mile. They have more fat than a menopausal woman. They're eating seed oils like crazy. And hey, I just had some pizza, so I'm obviously being a hypocrite at this moment. And I'm drinking sugar, apparently.
Pizza? Yeah. What about the Smirnoff?
Yeah, well, hey, I'm acknowledging the fact that I am LARPing right now at this very moment, Wine, but I look around and I'm a lot sexier than a lot of people I've seen around here. So like I'm okay with where I'm at right now, Wine. I can lose the last five pounds, 10 pounds, and I'll be fucking a Roman god. So like I will be that shining example, Winekiss. Thank you very much for the push. But I really do believe that we should be doing whatever we can to spread Bitcoin, whether, you know, like, if you're an artist making Bitcoin art, whether you like to write, making, you know, stories about Bitcoin, whether you like to go out and spread your seed through a lot of thoughts, you should be orange pilling them. You know, whether you're just like a blue collar worker, you should be orange pilling your coworkers. Whether you're, you know, a purple haired liberal, you should do your best to explain to people that Bitcoin is the most equitable, inclusive money in the world, because we need more Bitcoiners out there. And I know it's the bear market and like price will do most of the work for us. People will FOMO into Bitcoin at a certain point. Everyone gets Bitcoin at the price they deserve, all this good stuff. It's a numbers game, guys. Like Wine. Actually, Wine, I think I can do the dating tip for this week. I can do the, I'll do the music right now.
Go for it.
I will do the music right now. Hold on one second. This is Pure Alpha.
And now, your Wine's Wednesday dating tips. Weekly dose of Alpha Sauce.
Alpha Sauce.
What is this week's tip, Wine?
Wine.
Opti.
I'm really missing Labra. Shouts out to Labra. I miss our titty chains on Twitter. Those were fun. All right, so this is a double whammy. This is a Wine's tip of the week brought to you by Opti. And it's basically what I was just saying. Guys, if you are out there trying to find a girlfriend, getting a girlfriend is a numbers game, boys and girls. So what do I mean? I mean, you are going to get rejected more than you're going to get the punani, but this is all part of the game. Do not fret about the rejection. Just continue on to the next one. There is a lot of women out there. Obviously, caveat, there's a lot less women that are unvaccinated. So, you know, our dating pool has probably been dwindled, but that still means there's at least a billion women out there. And hopefully there's some good looking ones and they're not all fat, but that's another story. And the reason that this is our dating tip and also part of my alpha for today, and part of my rant is, guys, it's a numbers game. We need more Bitcoiners out there. We need more Bitcoiners on the mission. We need more Bitcoiners putting in their life energy into Bitcoin, putting in their capital, a meaningful amount of capital into Bitcoin, because they can come. I know right now we're, even though I believe that the 6102, like, it's going to be very hard for governments to come around and corral us all, they will make examples of us, guys. So we need more people out there so that when they do come and corral me in Winegas, people make noise about it instead of just being like, yeah, fuck them. I didn't like them anyways. So today's Wine's dating tip brought to you by Opti's is, it is a numbers game, guys. You need to go out there, get rejected by all the hot chicks. If you really want a real dating tip, guys, and you guys are still actually going to the bars like I am, this is the game you guys should be playing, and this is actually pure alpha. All right, you go out somewhere, hang out with a few boys that aren't afraid to talk to women, and what you do is you find the hottest chick that you like at the bar, you walk up straight up to her and just introduce yourself to her, ask her her name. You feel it up. You feel the situation up. If she's feeling you, you know, lean into it, escalate, and see if you can take her home. If she doesn't, so be it. There's more hot chicks at the bar. Brush it off, go to the next hot one, and you do that all night until about 1:30, and then you just kind of pick whatever chick gives you those eyes. She could be fat, she could be kind of ugly, you know, like, it is what it is. At 1:30, every girl looks cute after a few drinks, so at least you get laid. And
I just recommend
repeat the process.
When you do this and you're getting laid, you leave it in there, you let it marry, and you just, you know, create life and just hypothecate, you know, humanity.
I think it's repopulate, not rehypothecate humanity, but yes, I love it. I love it.
Fractionally reserved your kids.
Dude, fractionally.
Make paper babies, brothers.
Yeah. Fractionally reserve your seed in these women and spread that seed far and wide. You know what? Breaking Porter, honestly, a little caveat. I brought you in one of the BK space or the Simply spaces the other day, remember? And you did a bong hit, and like, I was like, I'm risking it a little bit because I didn't know it was you, bro. I'm like, all right, it's getting a little risky. I know your boys don't like me too much, but I in good faith brought you up because it's like, all right, he wants to cock. You didn't say a word, but you just snapped the bong hit, and I instantly knew it was you. And I was like, okay, my boy, all right, bet. But yes, on your note, I've been really thinking about this, like. Yes, guys, do not tell the women that I am a romantic and I am a lover, but hey, I'd be lying if I didn't say I want to start a family at some point, but it is still a numbers game, and you have to go through all these options to find one, so your boy is a thought leader, not a thought leader, so.
And we're at 15K, so.
And we're at 15K, dude. You can't start a family.
It's 11th grade math.
Exactly. But guys, for real. It's a numbers game, guys. Go spread your seed. Go spread that Bitcoin signal. Let's get more Bitcoiners in the fold. I know it's the depths of the bear market. It's a little harder to sell Bitcoin. But if you tell them now, they will forever remember you as the legend that you are when it starts pumping. And this is how we get more people on the mission. Yes, Mr. Robot, thought leader, THOT, not the other one.
I love how the sentiment changes on like, yo, we got to orange pill a lot of people. And then sometimes it's like, yo, fuck everyone. Like, I'm done telling anyone about Bitcoin.
Well, it is interesting, isn't it? Because I've been saying
yeah,
for the same thing.
Teeter on that.
Well, I used to teeter a lot before. Now I feel like it's my life mission, bro. Like, I know I don't like to spread my spiritual beliefs on people, but I really do believe like, I'm in the position.
Off the unmasked.
Yeah, I'm really in the position that I'm in, and I'm blessed and humbled. And bro, like, don't blame me, blame God. And I am going as hard as I can to spread this Bitcoin message. And yes, you know, I am only human. Sometimes I do doubt where I'm, what I'm doing, and what I'm doing. But now I realize, like, yo, I am leaning into this. Obviously, I get tired, I get beaten down, and some days, like, man, fuck all y'all. But then other days, like today, I'm just inspired, bro. Like, I really do believe that we are doing the Lord's work. We are doing something very honorable by being Bitcoiners and spreading Bitcoin. And yeah, man, today, Wine, I am very optimistic, and I do feel like we are doing something wonderful here, and we need to continue to spread it. I'm sure in a couple of months when people start shitting on me again, or maybe even tomorrow, I'll be like, fuck all y'all. Figure it out on your own. But until then...
You know what I was
thinking? We're on the mission.
That, I mean, I'm naturally orange pilling people just because of my obsession with Bitcoin, but there's some like smart people you talk to them about Bitcoin, you kind of like give them the value prop and all that. And then you realize like, holy shit, like even how smart this person is that I'm talking to, they have so much work to do to like fully understand really like what's self-custody, what's BIP39, like what's a fucking signing device, what, you know, like why are other shitcoins, like why are they not decentralized, you know, there's just like so many hoops, what is it like hoops to go through to like really start grasping what the fuck
even
is going on.
That note, like even like I got my mom on board, and then with all of this fiasco with all these things, like I didn't have the confidence of her tech ability to like cold storage it and understand it. She wasn't that far along. And then I was like, you need to get it off. You need to figure this out. And then she was just like, and I was just like, fucking it. You really need to put a lot of time and research into it.
It's time, research, practice. And like, just, there's a lot of like concepts to grasp, a lot of different things that it touches, like energy and philosophy. And you don't have to like be crazy about all that stuff, but bro, I mean, we've been around for years now, and you can't expect people to just like be as obsessed as we are. So
yes sir,
there's like a really big learning curve, and it's kind of like disheartening in a way, but I mean, I think like with time, solutions will be made. And tools will be made easier for everyone to kind of like realize they're using Bitcoin without realizing they're using it.
I 100% agree. And I've noticed that same thing. And that's kind of why the last couple of weeks I've been going super hard on like, look, guys, I know that we understand our Bitcoin memes, you know, not your keys, not your custody, or not your keys, not your Bitcoin, you know, self-custody, your Bitcoin, 21 million hard cap, and all the memes that we love, like stay humble, stack sats. But like all this stuff is so simple to us that we don't realize how far we are ahead of like the average person. And we really have to like break this shit down on like a super elementary level for people, because like they don't understand any of the shit we're talking about, guys. And a lot of people aren't even willing to put in that time. And so I really do believe that it's like, look, I don't know everything that goes on with fucking email behind the scenes. I don't know everything going on behind the scenes with the internet, but like I can sure as hell type in like a YouTube URL and look for videos. Like I can send an email. And I think there is something to the idea of just like, look, bro, you don't have to figure out all the fucking all the crazy concepts of Bitcoin, like the why, the how, and the reasons of Bitcoin. It's like, look, just download this wallet. Make sure you back up those seeds at some point, and so you don't lose your Bitcoin, and just hold on to that Bitcoin. And here, I'll send you some Bitcoin. And it's no different than using your Venmo or whatever. And it's like, you know how to use that. Most people can use a Venmo or a Cash App or whatever, you know, a fucking Apple Pay. And it's like, but no one really knows all the fucking back end behind it. They just know how to use it. And the only thing we have to really add on top of it is like, just write down your words and protect yourself. And that's about it. Write down your seed words and start using. So it's back to the idea, like most people are just better at learning by doing. So you don't have to like always hit people with the fucking, the whole Bitcoin orange pill spiel, unless you can tell that they're like, you know, open-minded and they're like freedom thinking people, and they're smart enough to understand where we're coming from, because there is a lot of intellectual yet idiots out there. And there's a lot of people that are brainwashed, and they, you know, the Matrix meme, like the very people we're trying to help are going to fight for the system. So like 2x3 decks, fuck the fucks who don't get Bitcoin. While I agree with this energy and I love this energy, it's not that they are necessarily our enemies. They just don't understand what, like, people don't know what they don't know. And everyone will be a Bitcoiner at a certain point. The only people that I really, really like say fuck you to is the people that actively fight Bitcoin. Like, if you are actively fighting Bitcoin, then it's fuck you. But for the most part, people just don't understand Bitcoin, and you know, they're just not ready for it. And so there is credence to the idea of like, you don't have to waste your time trying to orange pill someone that isn't ready to be orange pilled. And that's not necessarily what I'm saying. I'm just saying like, create the content, you know, if someone is open to the idea of Bitcoin, they say some things that sounds like a Bitcoiner, you just kind of be like, dude, you're a Bitcoiner already. You just don't know it yet. And like, just download a wallet, send some Bitcoin, and, you know, be on your merry way, and then be like, yeah, come back to me.
Yeah. I mean, there's the usability aspect, right? Of like simple UX tools on how to interact with Bitcoin. But then there's obviously the value prop, and you're really fighting against fiat here and explaining to people that one loses value and one is like,
and most people don't even know that, bro.
Yeah, it's, I mean, if they did, they would be furious, right? Like,
what's the Andrew Jackson quote?
For something that loses value,
exactly. What's the Andrew Jackson quote? If people understood how the banking system worked, there would be a revolution overnight. And it's like the same thing I say about the Bitcoin price. Yeah, exactly. The same thing I say about the Bitcoin price. It's like the Bitcoin price is a real-time metric, a real-time pulse.
Against Bitcoin. You're against freedom.
Hold on, I got it.
You're against Bitcoin. You're against freedom.
That's pretty good.
That was pretty good. But the Bitcoin price is a real-time metric of people's understanding of Bitcoin. So obviously the people out there don't understand Bitcoin. So we got a lot of work to do, boys and girls. And
I want to hear Breaking Porter's Sam Bankman-Fried impersonation.
Ah, Charlotte. So hard. Keep it going, baby.
Yeah, I can't say that we actually lost client funds, but
I just want to be like Vitalik one day.
Well, speaking of, Wine's poll over here on BK, worst feature of SBF? His voice, his punchable face, or his seed oil body? 21 votes, obviously statistically relevant. 42% said his seed oil body. And then there was a tie on his punchable face and his voice at 28.6%, guys. So, obviously...
I hate his voice. Anytime that guy speaks, I want to freaking...
His boobs, bro. His moobs are his most... his worst feature, apparently.
Well, dude, he's vegan, so...
Oof. And someone responded fraudulent. I like that one. All right. The next poll on that point, Breaking Porter brought it up. He wants to be like Vitalik. Worst feature of Vitalik, his voice, his punchable face, or his malnourished body. There's a theme here, Wyatt.
I think it's the dance moves.
I think it's the fact that he's got a bigger hog than me. I think that's his worst feature. Maybe that's his best feature. I don't know. Depending where you're coming from. Oh my goodness. Wow. Amazing.
How long has it been, Opti? We're 30 minutes?
We're 30 minutes in. Feels good. We could rug pull.
Should we?
I mean, I feel good. If there's more we can talk about, this is a nice one. I think there was actually signal on this one, kind of.
Kind of.
All right. Wine, I don't mean to cut you off, but guys, I had kind of I've been saying this on the show for a few episodes now, I think. I've had this very profound insight of what we're doing here on Bitcoin Kindergarten. I think I said it last week, where there's a very defining line down the middle. There's like what we do over at Simply Bitcoin. There's like, you know, all the other podcasts that we grew up on. You know, my favorites, like the Noted podcast, Stefan Lavera, TFTC, John Ballas, Rapid Fire Bitcoin, you know, all the good stuff that we love. And I kind of subtweet by saying you can go into like a Bitcoin college lecture and get the Bitcoin signal. And most people do that. And that's where most people hang out. And that's where we all came up. And then there's a fine line in the middle where you're already a Bitcoiner, but like you really don't want to go back to like the college lecture. Everyone's all have this monotone voice and they're like, oh, you know, Bitcoin is so profound, guys. Like, it's going to change the world. You know what I'm saying? Like, the philosophical aspects of Bitcoin. You know what I'm saying? And then there's what we do over here at BK. And it's like, you're already a Bitcoiner. We have a lot of passion here. We have a lot of fun. And we just want to... entertain you, laugh with you, laugh at you. But also what we're doing here on BK is like a real-time market sentiment of what is going on in the Bitcoin world. Just hanging out with Bitcoiners. It's just like a shoot the shit, a pleb hangout, Bitcoiner hangout, as we have on our Twitter. And I really think like me and Y were kind of saying it in the beginning of like, we need more left bell curve Bitcoiners, but we also need more left bell curve Bitcoin content so that once people are in the fold, you know, how many times can you listen to like very deep Bitcoin conversations about how profound Bitcoin is? It's like, we already know all that stuff, man. And while I still do it, I think there's a market for just like shooting the shit with Bitcoiners. And this is kind of what we're doing over here. And I think
this shit is going to catch on like hot fire. I'm telling you, Opti.
I agree. I 100% agree. If you build it, they will come.
We kind of just have to put a little more effort into it.
Just a little bit. We can polish the turd. It'll be a nice
some
turd.
Production.
Dude, we can put some bejewels in the turd. I mean, actually, yeah, Wine, actually.
Fancy little gifs.
Oh, my God. Look, we got the legend himself in here.
Rocket ship, get on board.
So why?
Nick can't mind.
Dude, Nick's got the algos.
Nick, how do be having them algos? No, but Wine, since we are saying this, we're going to say this on air so that you guys can hold us to this eventually. We've been talking about doing some new visuals over here, so I'm going to say it live so that you can hold Weinick as accountable, because I didn't do the work, so he has to. So we,
dude, that's your job.
No, it's your job now, bro. I am outsourcing my work.
My back hurts?
I'm outsourcing my work to Weinick now.
Yeah, I should have never asked you how to do everything.
Featured on a bug. Yeah, guys, behind the scenes, Wine, like, I don't know, a month ago or something, he's like, hey, bro, like, how do you upload the YouTube? Like, what are you doing for the thumbnail?
A month ago.
Was it a month ago? Was it longer? Have I been working you harder?
My back's been hurting for like 6 months plus.
Wine asked me how I put all the show together and everything, and then ever since Wine has been doing that, I just like given him full reign, like, yo, just do whatever you want on Twitter, put the show together, and I just show up like the diva. Thank you, Wine.
Dude, I was the one just showing up. Now it's empty.
Dude, at least this is balanced.
Yeah, you're gonna start doing the work, watch.
Whoa, I've literally been doing the work for the last like month. It's too much work. I'm swamped over here, Wine.
I'm in the third world, man.
I'm swamped. 2A, I love this comment.
Didn't you say I'm the Simply Bitcoin workhorse now?
Yeah, you are. you're the only one putting in articles right now because everyone else is swamped.
I'm just waiting for my $30,000 check one day.
Dude, me too. I'm waiting for that 30K Christmas bonus. Nico, Sugar Papi, where is it?
We have an inside joke. Within the Simply Bitcoin content chat, basically, because there was once a lady who was addressing inflation, and she's like, this is what you could do to curb inflation, spend less. And then she's like, ask your boss for a $30,000 raise. So like every day I basically ask Nico for a $30,000 raise.
Wine drops some memes on us. He's like, hey Nico, 30K or what? Like, where's that 30K, bro? Oh man.
Yeah, he shut it down really quick today. He's like, you're a savage.
Make sure to put the hobo fee in this year's annual report.
You know? Hey, we got you, bro. We can call Hobo's it like PR donations. Department. Yeah, donations. You know how like big corporate companies? Yeah, exactly. Charity, exactly. There it is.
Charity write-off.
Yeah, charity write-off. Exactly.
Hobo's Bong Foundation.
Exactly. Hold on. How's this comment, Wine? 2A, 3Dex, love you, bro. He goes, love the show. It's not the length. It's all about the girth.
Rocket ship, get on board.
It packs a punch.
Yo, dude, hey, for real,
this is kind of like a church, you know? So I think we're like a nonprofit.
Dude, when make Bitcoin a religion?
Organization.
Yeah, when make Bitcoin a religion?
No, Bitcoin kindergarten, the best show.
Bitcoin is a religion, and we're the church. The best Mexican American show, bro. Come on, get it right.
Just Mexican.
Hey, Nick. hey, bro, you know, we had a realization last week, or was it 2 weeks ago? Ever since
it was like a month ago.
A month ago, okay. Ever since you and Jessifer left, bro, me and Wine, being that we are both Mexicans, have realized that Bitcoin Kindergarten has become the biggest Mexican Bitcoin-only show in the world, bro. Thanks for leaving. We are literally changing and breaking records over here. We are literally the diversity angle of Bitcoin. I'm sure the lefties will love us. We're very progressive here. What do you think about that one, Nick?
I mean, honestly, you know me, I'm all about, you know, diversity and, you know, push, you know, more, you know, just adding more diversity. So if I had to take one for the team and leave.
Exactly. You know, Nick is really all about diversity. I have never seen him not fuck a bitch. Doesn't matter her color at all. This guy gets it. Just be pretty and fit and your boy will smash.
Wait, but if we're both Mexican, then there's no diversity at all. And I think any new member of Bitcoin Kindergarten has to be Mexican.
Yes. We're the anti-diversity club.
Yeah. Mexicans only,
dude. It's a very exclusive club over here, and you got to be a Mexican to join. No more white people allowed at Bitcoin Kindergarten, because they just leave us. Freaking, they don't know the, they don't have work ethic.
We allow Whitesicans though.
Yeah, that's me, bro.
No, you're kind of like, you got some hue.
Some hue. Yeah, I got a nice olive color to me.
No hue.
No hue. Wow. That's taking on a whole new meaning.
Yeah, if you tell somebody no hue, it means you're Mexican.
No hue means you're white. I don't know what you're talking. Make them white, Wyan. Come on.
True. No hue.
No hue. Dude, you know, Bitcoin Twitter has no hue. This is breaking news here.
In other news,
Bitcoin Oppie, Tina was right. What's the other news?
I don't know. What is the other news?
Nah, there's no other news tonight. It's been 40 minutes, 38 minutes, Wyan. I think we did a pretty good job today. This might actually be the shortest Bitcoin Kindergarten in the world, for real, for real.
Why is it so
short? Huh?
Why is it short today?
Well, last week we were going to rug pull. Yeah, last week we were going to rug pull, and we ended up talking for an hour. And today, Winikus is in a third world country. His internet was not going to be that good, and he's feeling a little sick today, Nick, so... We're going to give him some rest so he can come back stronger.
I got the bacteria. I got the immunity of Peruvian water, tap water.
Yo, Mr. Robot says no you, said no Juan. Damn, that's racist, bro. Oh, shit. Oh, man.
Dude, we're just having a Juan on Juan conversation.
Hey, hold on. Shout out to Rope. Oh no, let's see if I can get this one. He goes, the only thing Mexican about Opti is pencil stash cat whiskers.
That's true.
This is true. This is very true. And then he responded, I am the one with no hue. Y'all tripping. This is true. This is very, very true. Oh my god. Rope, you're the goat. I love you, bro. That's fucking hilarious. Absolutely.
Amazing.
Dude, should I dye my hair blonde and then get a pencil stash and start talking about my star is rising? I think that's a look. Was that cultural appropriation? No? Okay. Interesting. Hey, Wyan. Are we doing the ZBD tips tonight? Can you do that?
Yeah, I thought they were all going to me. Isn't that what you guys said? What the heck?
Juan?
Dude, is this an ETH channel now?
Uh-oh, Juan. The Matrix has you. Well,
just wait like 30 minutes to order.
We lost you, Juan. See, this is the shortest.
All right, here's the wall I can't load because of how bad my internet. Hear me? Yo. Oh, the internet is kicking in. Yeah. You hear me?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, the shitty internet's kicking in.
Wow. You've taken all your bandwidth. All right. Hey.
Different versions.
We do have tips, Opti.
I know. Do you have the ZBD wallet open or?
I got it open.
All right. Well, let's get into everyone's favorite segment of the night.
Holy shit, Poppy, I can't wait to read these.
And now, it's time for Shitposting as a Service, brought to you by me, Labra Huddle, and the guys at ZBD.
Me.
Read off the lightning tips this week, Winikus. Wine. Read the tips,
Wyan. Hold on. Before we read the tips, I'm going to give an honorable shout out to Mr. Robot again. And he says, Rocket Ship, get Juan bored. God damn, y'all racist and fuck.
Rocket Ship, hold get on. Juan bored.
I will deploy it once. I have to move my
yeah, press
Rocket
that.
Ship, get on board.
You like that? You like that remix? Read the tips, Wyan.
It is time for Shitposting as a Service, brought to you by Labrahoddle, our favorite puppy. I cannot wait to read these tips. The first one of the day says, received 500 sats, and it says, weekly tipping the show to make sure the notes is still up. Oh, that's from last week, actually. Shit. I'm off my game, Opti.
Do I deserve? Hold on. I don't. Hold on. 1 second. I was going to give you the horns, but you get a.
Bruh. For real. I even read the word received, which every tip says. So I don't. Something's wrong with me.
He is sick.
But here confirmed. It goes, Opti. It says, good night, good stack, 500 sats. The next tip is from our favorite robot, Mr. Robot, and it's for hookres, pupusas, and all the lesbian midgets, rocket ship. That's like a 6-week streak rocket of ship, lesbian get midgets. On board. So
what? Dude, rocket ship, get on board. Honestly, bro, if Apex doesn't bring lesbian midgets to the having party, I am going to be...
Then it's false advertising.
Dude, he rug pulled us. Hold on, Nick, can't mind. I'm not racist. I have a Mexican friend, and that friend is Optimus.
Opti.
This is true.
I am extremely surprised to read the next tip. Because it is from Labrahoddle at ZBD.gg.
No, it's not. Actually.
It is. And amazing. It says, pupusas and midget hookres. And then he has the eye emoji soccer cup. So he's watching the World Cup.
Hold on. He gets double horn. Shout out to you, Labra. We love you. We miss you. I am
our boy
honored.
Labra is
honored you're still watching.
In.
I'm honored you're still here, bro.
We got pupusas and hookres. Last week we had hookres and guinea pigs.
Did you ever eat a guinea pig? Did you ever get guinea pig?
I haven't yet.
Wow. Bear market confirmed.
We got two more tips, Opti, unless people really want to test out Lightning and scan that QR code and send us some stats. But the
works.
Next tip says, learn by do. Or learn by wrecked.
Oh, wow. Dude, it was a trigram as well. This motherfucker's spitting. Hold on.
Yeah, listen.
Why not both?
That's cool, motherfucking boy.
Learn by do and learn by wrecked. This is the way.
And Opti, we have our last tip. I think it's from a Mexican viewer because it's in Spanish.
I wonder who that is.
El mejor programa mexicano sobre Bitcoin, señor.
Yo, I need to add like mariachi music onto the soundboard now.
Yeah,
for us.
We gotta get that. Should be our new intro music, not like the
cucaracha. La cucaracha, la cucaracha. Is that too racist?
Yeah. Too but racist. Those are the tips of the week, Opti. We had a Labrahoddle tip,
dude. Honestly.
The show is completely set for the week.
Dude, we're set for a few weeks now. We got a Labrahoddle tip coming out from the ether. It's not even on Twitter. And he's hanging out with us on BK. Amazing. Get the
we got another
shit.
Tip, Opti, just now.
Okay.
It says, we love you, Labra.
We do love you, Labra. We miss you. We miss the titty chains. Hopefully.
Who's a good boy?
Labra is a good boy. Stay off Twitter, though. It's all right.
Yeah, it's been crazy.
It's been wild, though. You're living your best life. You better be spreading that Labra seed out there. You just feels.
Dude, I can't wait to pull a Labra one day and plug out of the matrix.
Are you gonna pull a Labra on me at BK and just like dip out? Is that when we rug pull?
I mean, it might have to be consensual, but like, I don't know. I kind of want to just fuck off and not have a phone. That's like a life goal.
So not now. In a minute.
Not now. We need a pump.
You need to feel
not
rich.
That I
first.
Want the pump.
You need to feel rich.
Yeah,
first.
I need to feel rich. It's fuck off money, but like, I'm not ready for that yet. You know.
Wow, he still loves you guys.
Yeah, we got to give the people what they want.
Dude, we are doing that.
And I don't even know what we're giving them. We literally come up here every week and say nothing. It's incredible.
Well, dude, you know, I think people are so bombarded with people pretending that they're smart that when we come up here and act like absolute highly regarded people, there's a certain authenticity to us, Sly. And I think the people like the genuineness of what we do here.
I've heard rumors that some of these anons who never say anything in the audience are really like Jack Dorsey and Michael Saylor.
Amazing.
This is true.
I mean, you can't disprove that, so.
Dude, you can't not say that that is what happened.
Dude, the Mexican culture is spreading.
Dude, Juan more pump, wine. Juan more pump.
Sell your Carlos.
Oh, yo. Hey, yo. Joe Byron. Uh-oh. I just finally got that We Love You Labra tweet on here. Pump it, Juanicus. Yo, change your name on Twitter, Juanicus.
We got some more tips, Opti.
Oh, wow. Oh, dude, aren't we glad? Let's go.
Should I read them?
Yeah, read it.
Well, we got a tip for 569 sats, a great number. 69 more sats than they need to be paying. And it's from our favorite robot, Mr. Robot. And he says, floor set for the having party. Get the cock ready.
I got all the cock that is needed. Gonna cock the floor.
Somebody clip that little bit. We got another tip, Oppy.
I should add it. We got a few more. I'm seeing them over here.
It says, shave your shitty stash, Oppy. I didn't agree more, dude. You're on the news every day, bro. You gotta look presentable. Get rid of the Nick Carter shit coin.
You don't
stash.
Like the pubes on my upper lip, bro? It makes me look older.
Older and creepier.
You should see me without the pubes on my upper lip. That shit's even creepier.
Well, let's see tomorrow on Simply Bitcoin.
No. I'll trim for you guys. I'll clean up in the morning.
Unless you can get the full grown Syrian Winicus beard, then
dude, I can't grow facial hair, bro. I can barely grow pubes on my face.
Clearly. we got one more tip.
Let's go.
It says LFG by the goat, DTG.
Amazing. Well, guys, we somehow are absolute professionals here, and we did 50 minutes again, Wine. So maybe we
shut it down.
Yeah, maybe we rug pulled on the rug pull. We're like the opposite of these influencers.
I think next week will be even shorter. I mean, this is shorter than last week. So as long as we just keep going shorter than the previous week, then
we're not lying.
Until we get it down to 1 minute.
I don't know if we can do that one. We could try.
Yeah.
We can try.
Opti's got the longest intros in Bitcoin.
And the longest outros. As you can tell, this one's been like 10 minutes.
But yeah, we have a to-do list to do. We got to get some Mexican music for the intro and outro, I would say.
Okay, remind me, guys, because I will forget.
We need some fancy animation GIF thingies.
Oh.
More segments.
Guys, tag us on Twitter. Wine, make it a tweet. What should our BK segments be? Let's brainstorm with the people out there. And we'll figure out some segments.
Before we rug pull, we have Sean Harris here, who is the face behind the having party.
All right, big Sean Harris. You haven't been here in a little bit, but we've had about a 6-week stretch, tip stretch here, and the people really, really, really want lesbian midgets at the having party. So if there is no lesbian midgets, I think
it's been discussed on this show for the last 6 weeks, Sean. So there's high expectations.
Not even lying.
Really, the lesbian midgets. I know. I'm kind of pissed at myself that I haven't been to Bitcoiners.
It's all good, bro.
Bitcoin kindergarten.
We've been plugging the having party for months about lesbian midgets. So
hey, let's go. Do you know who's responsible for bringing the lesbian midgets? Is it Apex?
It's up to Apex then.
He became. That's the reason why I made him the chairman of the board of the having party, was specifically to bring the lesbian midgets. So if there are no lesbian midgets, do not blame me.
Wow.
Blame Apex.
Well, you want to hear something pretty hilarious? I think it was last week or 2 weeks ago. We were getting tips about lesbian midgets, and we said it 3 times, and Apex literally showed up in the space.
He heard it.
This is true. Guys, remember, say lesbian midgets 3 times, and Apex will appear like Beetlejuice. This is science. Trust the experts.
Yo, Sean, any having party updates?
No. I mean, the having party is going on. I'm about to drop a pretty cool video in a little bit. I need to get the tickets on sale, but not yet. I'm going to wait a little bit longer.
So you're implying Bitcoin won't be dead by 2024?
The ECB might be dead by
2024. Hey, let's go.
But Bitcoin will be alive and thriving. Come on.
Shouts out to Chrissy. She's withdrawing from the D. That's why she's very irrational. Don't mind her right now, Sean.
Yeah, okay. Yep. You know, Chrissy Lagarde, man. She needs some American defense, is what she needs.
Yeah, she needs a good Dickens.
Well, if she comes to the having party, the Master of Chaos will help her out.
Yes, actually, I think someone called me the Captain of Chaos now, so I think we're going to run with the Captain of Chaos, because this is my ship now. I am the captain now.
You are the captain. The captain of Chaos. I feel like Captain Chaos sounds better than Captain of Chaos.
Captain Just Chaos, captain, all right.
Captain Chaos.
Get me a cape, Captain Chaos cape.
Yeah, you know you're a superhero.
Always happen. What's up, Wine?
You should read Rope's comment in
there's another one
on the purple bubble.
Oh, hold on.
Wow, y'all need a ginger on BK, no cap. Yes, we do. Hold on. I call dibs on Weineke's spot when he pulls a Labra Optian Rope holding down the BK. Wow. Honestly,
look what I responded.
Be prepared to do all the work. Yes. So wait,
Weineke, are you gonna pull a Labra on us or what?
Dude, he was just talking about it.
Shoot. I mean, it's a life goal of mine to not have a phone one day, but we're far away from that.
Yeah, come on, dude. You're living that homeless life. You gotta have a phone at minimum.
Yeah,
dude, he's shaved, bro. He doesn't look like a bum anymore.
Oh yeah. Oh, I've seen.
Yeah, I don't look like a bum anymore.
He's a professional. He looks like a Wall Street trader.
Yeah. I mean, that was the wine of kiss that I originally met back in 2021.
Wow. When he was a Wall Street trader.
Yeah.
Dude, I go through cycles just like Bitcoin.
Are they
correlated with the halving?
Yeah. I was just about your menstrual cycle synced up to the halving.
Dude, I got bearish when the price is pumping. And as in bearish, I mean very hairy.
Wow. Amazing.
Weineke's, we missed you at Pacific Bitcoin, dude.
We did.
Yeah, I mean, can't win them all.
I know. I missed Weineke's so much that I had to give him a call, and I talked to him about the Pacific Bitcoin conference.
Really? That's cute.
Yeah.
Did you whisper in his ear?
Dude, I don't know. Weineke's,
it was so much fun. I wish you were here, babe.
Yeah, we were having a blast. Dude, Opti... So when we I don't know if I'm taking up all you guys' time, but
nah, bro, we were about to end this. Keep it going. This is what people want.
All right. When we were in El Salvador, when I was down in El Salvador looking for venues for the having party, Weineke's, he wanted to go to El Salvador again. So we timed it up and Labra met us there as well. And when we were down there, we went to this pupuseria in El Zante, and there was a guy, there was two guys.
Oh, wait, I think you told me this story. Go on.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Tell it for the people.
Yeah, I know Rope hasn't heard this story, so I'll finish it for Rope. So there were two guys that were standing at the doorway of the pupuseria, and we were all sitting down. And Winekiss was like, oh, that's Stephen Barber from Upstream Data, right? I think that's what like the miners out of Canada.
Yeah.
And I was like, dude, that's not Stephen Barber. And Winekiss was like, yes, it is. That's him for sure. That's Stephen Barber confirmed. Like, you know, that's how he said it almost. And I was like, all right, let's do the penis game, but with his name. So I was like, we'll just all say Steven, then you guys say Steven louder. And then eventually we'll know if it's him or not, if he looks. So then we just started saying Steven louder and louder until we were basically shouting his name, shouting Steven. And the dude never looked over at us, not once.
We're screaming his full name, like Steve Barber.
Yes.
And I also like kept staring at this dude because I was convinced it was him, and he was like freaked out by how much I was looking at it.
Yeah, he thought you had a crush on him or something. And
it's like Steve.
Yeah. Well, what would have been crazy if that guy's name was randomly Steve, but it wasn't Steve Barber. So either way, he never looks over. He actually walks out of the place as he's waiting for his pupusas because there was like a wait when you order your pupusas. It took like 10 minutes to actually get them, but that doesn't even matter. So I was like, dude, that wasn't Steve Barber, but Winekiss was sure that still was Steve Barber. So I was like, well, I have no idea how to verify. So then fast forward to the Pacific Bitcoin conference. Guess who's at the pleb party night one? And this is throwing a pleb party. I walk up on a group of three Canadians, Crypto Mags, Ben Sessions, and none other than Steve Barber. So I walk up to them. I'm like, hey, what's up, guys? And I'm like, and randomly they were actually talking about El Salvador. And I was like, oh, have you guys been to El Salvador before? And like, they're like, oh, no. And I was like, wait, Steve, have you been to El Salvador? He was like, no. I was like, yeah, let's go. And then I called up Winekiss like an hour later and had to tell him. And I was loving it.
Wine, do you need a pair of glasses? Are you being racist towards white people again?
Yeah, towards
Canadians. Dude, all Canadians don't look alike, bro.
All Canadian white people.
That's messed up, Wine. I know we're the biggest Mexican Bitcoin only podcast in the world, but dude, you can't be that overtly racist on the show.
Mexican hosted.
Bitcoin Mexican only Bitcoin only podcast show in the world. Biggest one.
Unhosted.
Exactly.
Yo, Sean, you know when you tell somebody no hue, you're calling them white because they don't have any
hue. Dude, Big Sean has no hue. Big Sean has no hue.
Dude. I have little hue.
Little hue.
Yeah, he's got a light olive.
If I was full albino, then I would have no hue. But
no hue. If you were full Rope, you'd have no hue.
No hue.
Hold on. Shouts out to Vake. Rope? Hold on. Shouts out to Vake. We just wasted an hour of your life again, unbeknownst to us. And he said, the number one immigrant Bitcoin podcast in the world.
Hey, tell Vake. Well, is Vake listening to this on...
Yeah, he's on YouTube right now. He's on YouTube.
Hey, what up, Vake? And what's up,
dude,
Labra?
Bitcoin?
Labra's watching, too.
I know. Shouts out to our boys.
Te amo.
Te amo. All right, boys.
Te echo de menos.
We somehow made it an hour again tonight. I guess we rug pulled on the rug pull, and this wasn't the shortest...
This is false BK. Advertisement.
I know, dude. They're going to think we're liars now.
It's Opti Bang Friedman.
Yo, go fuck yourself. All right, this is when you click. All right, I'm out. At this point, I am done. That was a low blow, Winekiss. No, guys, we love you. Thanks for hanging out with us. I think we have one more noise episode in there for us. So Next week, Wine, don't look for a guest. We will come back and get some market sentiment, some Bitcoin Twitter sentiment.
Teacher's Lounge?
You're telling me to actively not look for a guest?
Yeah. Don't do the work. Don't do the work so we don't have to.
Gotcha. I'm good at that.
Hold on. Bake responded. He said, keep the show going. I listen every week on Fountain. The best levity in depressing times. Thank you, bro. Can't even get rug pulled at the bottom of the market. Diogenes.
Let's go.
Well, we love you guys. I guess, Wine, we are actually doing something of worth here. So, shouts out to you, my bro.
You guys are.
I know.
This will be good in the future.
Yeah, this right now good.
It's good right now. What do you mean in the future? It's already good.
Let us look forward to something.
This
Sean.
Will be
Damn.
Good in the future once we get canceled. once they rehash the like the that one little snippet of me saying I got the cock
that
or whatever.
You got a
I
lot
said.
Of cock.
Yeah, exactly.
Here's a good thing. Here's a good thing about not having many listeners because I have the same issue with Bitcoiner's Guide.
Which is really good as well.
Hey, thank you. I appreciate that. But here's the good thing about not having many listeners is no one's going to come to you offering a big bag of ETH to compromise your morals.
Oh, shit. Shots fired.
Shots fired.
Well, listen, him. ETH screw people. Him. And Nick Carter.
Well, dude, you have a way of putting a bow on the whole show. We started the show with this, and we shall end it with that.
I'll take a bag of ETH.
No, you won't.
Wow. No, you hey, won't. Hold on. Don't clip me saying I have all the cock.
Don't clip that.
Clip Weineck is saying he will take a bag of ETH. Confirmed. Recorded live on BK Breaking
News. I need a big bag.
A big bag.
Give me a Peter McCormick-sized bag.
All right,
morals
guys.
On the line,
dude. Hey, also, I forget what episode it was, guys, but Wine isn't even lying. He told us live on the show that he could get bought out very easily. So this guy's sus as fuck.
I'm cheap. I'm a cheap date.
we
will shill your shitcoin on this show as long as we're allowed to say it's a shitcoin.
That's actually kind of fair.
That is fair. 30K
this
to show
your
garbage.
This show is brought to you by our favorite shit coin. What is the one that Billy Macdo likes? Helium.
Helium. brought to you by all the stupid VCs out there. They're trying to rug pull you. But they gave us money, so we're saying it anyway. They actually didn't give us money, guys, so go fuck yourself. Mine just gave
Helium,
a free show. Dude,
listening.
You just gave a free show for a shitcoin, dude, and you didn't get paid, bro. You are, like, the worst at this business thing.
I'm planting seeds, Opti.
Wow. Yeah.
Helium, the mesh network that operates on its own, if you have the internet.
Bars.
Yeah. Now listen, that's cool, motherfucking
all right, guys.
Boy.
We will see you next week. I don't know. Actually, guys, if you want a guest, whatever, I'm sure we can get someone. Wine, don't do the work. Let them do it. Also, there
somebody
was...
come. Somebody come
oh,
forth.
Yeah. Also, Wine, I don't know if you can get on the internet, but do a tweet some point this week or later.
Get American Hoddle.
Hoddle on here. That'd be cool. It's a little late. Yeah, he's a family man.
Awesome. Who's got his contact?
What do you mean he's got his contact? He's on Twitter. He's on Twitter now. All you guys
slide in them DMs, bruh.
Does he follow you guys?
I don't think this account. He follows my account. I could ask him.
Optimus.
He follows Rope.
Just DM Ricardo Salinas and tell him that this is the biggest Mexican podcast.
Oh shit,
and I'm sure
that's
he'll
true.
Come on.
who's Ricardo Salinas? Who is
billionaire,
this?
Billionaire.
Oh, that guy. Let's go. Yo, oh my God.
That's
Wine.
A good one.
That is a good one. And we just troll
send
him out.
Him a lot of Mexican flag emojis. He'll get it.
Yeah, we need an endorsement. Big Sean's homies with Max Kaiser and Max Kaiser's homies with Ricardo. So
that's true. I talked to them. Well, you were there too with me, Weinekiss, when we were talking to Max and Stacy. And we talked to them about them flying on that jet, doing the interview as they flew on the jet. That was kind of sick.
Dude, Big Sean had so much clout that he had Max
Big
Kaiser
Sean's a whale confirmed.
And Stacy in the BK space, bro. That's how much clout you got.
Big Sean, me, Labra Hoddle, Max, and Stacy having lunch, talking about micro penises for an hour.
It was awesome.
Amazing.
I know. And I almost didn't get it done because she thought that I meant another day, a different day. No, there was a pleb BBQ going on and Winekiss and Labra couldn't come. So then I said, hey, can we do it the next day? And she was like, yeah. And then Winekiss and Labra came. So it was fun.
Bars. Did you hear that, guys? Clip that. Clip that. Winekiss and Labra came. There's another clip.
Ask us what we ordered.
Sausage.
Labra and I just ate dessert the whole time. Big Sean had a smoothie. Max Kaiser had a smoothie. Stacy had a smoothie.
She had tacos. Yeah. She had tacos too.
Her tacos. Winekiss and Labra had the worst tiramisu and brownie of all time.
Tiramisu.
Tiramisu. Tiramisu.
What?
Nadamakan Sue.
Oh my god. Obviously the biggest Mexican Bitcoin only podcast in the world.
This is a Mexican show.
Dude, tiramisu.
I thought you were Cuban. Tiramisu. What do you mean Mexican?
I'm also Cuban.
Dude, he's a mutt, bro. Stop being
I'm
such
a big mutt.
Dude, stop it. Okay. I'm also mixed too. You guys can't get me because I'm mixed too. So you can't work on me. That stuff doesn't work around here. I just don't have any Latin in my blood.
Well, we got you, bro. Wine, I'm pretty sure we just got some more ZBDs.
Am I supposed to read it?
I don't know if it's still up. It's still
read
up.
Read it, dude.
We'll read it.
Okay, then read it.
Okay. Well, actually, play the Labra song again.
Okay. Shout out to
this one tip.
For this one tip, all right.
And now it's time for posting as a service brought to you by me, Labra Hoddle, and the guys at ZBD. Read off the lightning tips this week, Winekiss.
Wine. Read the tips. That never gets
Labra,
old.
I can't read the tips voice. Because this is just one tip.
Just
and it says,
tip.
I'll do it anytime by Vake. 500 sats, the minimum to spam.
Just the tip, Vake. Do it anytime. That's a good one. All right, guys. We love you. We appreciate everyone that hangs out with us. Come back next week, 9 p.m. Eastern time. We will waste another hour of your life and give you all the funnies. Wine, you want to say the last word tonight?
Tiramisu.
Let's go. All right. Peace out, guys. We love you. See you next week. Oh, yeah. Hold on. Come back.
Bitcoin or slavery?
You're against Bitcoin. You're against freedom.